Bible Study Podcast, episode 386. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of Psalms with Psalm 46 and 47. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We have two shorter psalms today. I'm hoping to get through both of them. They are both psalms from the sons of Korah, and they are praise psalms. The first one, Psalm 46, goes like this. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The God Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bows and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." We have to remember that this is written in a small country, a relatively insignificant country from a geopolitical or power point of view. And so this brings good news to a people who are often being bullied by their neighbors, by the Assyrians or by the Babylonians or by the Egyptians. They're kind of in a crossroad there. And the psalmist says that God is our refuge, that God is our strength, not our own mighty armies, because they are not as mighty as our neighbors. An ever-present help in trouble. I think part of the problem there is it's more like an ever-present help in ever-present trouble, that we're talking about a place where things don't seem all that certain. And so it says, we won't fear. We won't fear even if the earth doesn't seem stable, even if the sea seems against us, even if all of these things add up against us. We won't fear because we put our trust in God. And so it focuses then on the city of God, on Jerusalem, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Nations are rising and falling, and yet it says that when God lifts his voice, the earth melts, that God is above all things. God is above our current situation as well. God is above our circumstances. God is above that diagnosis. God is above that broken relationship. God is above that job situation. God is above all that. When he lifts his voice, the earth melts. What good news this is, that the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, the place where we can hide, the place where we can be certain. And so the psalmist invites everyone, come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see how he has defeated all these other things. Come and see how God has proved himself to be above all other things. He makes wars cease, he breaks the bow, he shatters the spear. He takes down those things that are against us. He takes down those things that oppose him, that oppose us. This psalm ends with that cry, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." God is working his purposes out through us, in spite of us, around us, against us. God is working his purposes out, whether we choose to be on that team, whether we choose to be with him or not. God is working his purposes out. And so he says to a people who are in need of peace, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God is above all things, all the things that oppose us, all the things that oppress us. Be still." We'll go on and read Psalm 47, and it goes like this. "Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome. the great king over all the earth. He subdued the nations under us, people under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our God, sing praises. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. It almost feels that when you take these two psalms together, that the psalmist has now gone into the future to that time when God says he will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted among the earth. And we almost, in this psalm, get a peek of that time. That time when all the nations are recognizing and praising God, when there are cries of joy. And I wonder if those are cries of joy because the bow and the shear have been broken and shattered, and the shields have been burned with fire. Because God is above all things, and we are revealed in this psalm a time when all of the nations are crying out with joy that God is awesome. Now, of course, when they say awesome, they don't just mean really cool. They mean that when you behold God, he fills you with awe, that God is mighty and powerful, and he has subdued the nations in this time that the psalmist writes about. He has claimed the first place. And so all in this psalm sing praise to God, the God of all the earth. Praise, praise, praise keeps going on in this psalm, and it's almost as if there were an echo, echoing across the mountains that God rules all. And the kings of the earth belong to God, and the people of God belong to God. We are marching towards that day, although when you pick up your newspaper today or when you pick it up tomorrow, it won't always look that way. It may sometimes look more like Psalm 26, where we are in the midst of chaos, in the midst of things that make us doubt. But the psalmist draws for here a picture with these two psalms of living in the midst of that and then also looking forward to that day when God is over all things, when all of God's plans are revealed and God reveals himself to be Lord of all, King of all. This episode is going out on New Year's Day. I pray that your year, 2015, you would see more and more of the plans of God move forward. That you would see more and more of the strength and the authority and the supremacy of God in your life and in the lives of those you love. With that, we'll end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. You can also leave a review for this podcast wherever you are consuming it, in iTunes or in Stitcher to help other people find it, or follow me on Twitter at Chris2X. And as always, thanks so much for listening.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.